and fire up your ujjayi breath here. And the meaning of the word vinyasa is linking movement to breath. We're constantly reminding you to come back to your breath, to bring your ujjayi into things. But that's because what we do here is a power vinyasa yoga. Walk your fingertips to the top right corner of your mat. Walk your fingertips to the left. Love when we start class in child's pose and get to see like tar on people's feet. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's why you're really tan. Come back to center. Take a big breath in. Let it go out of your mouth. Do that again. Breathe in. Out of your mouth. Breathe in. And seal your lips, make the same sound. Now fill up your lungs. Downward facing dog. Do whatever you need to do to get out, like the, you know, sleeping creaks, like slept with my arm over my head, whatever. Maybe pedal out your feet. I like to crack my toes. Now reach your right leg up to the ceiling, take a breath in, and stack your hips. So make one long line with your knee to your hand, so you bend at your knee. Yeah, just like that, Julie. And keep pushing your heel a little bit closer to the brick wall. And keep breathing here. You look over your right armpit, give your neck a stretch. Yeah. And take another huge breath in. Bring your knee to your nose. So shift forward and suck your belly to your spine. And bring your shoulders over your wrists. And take a second here and notice how spread wide your fingers are and spread them wider. Yeah, and really try to get your knee to actually touch your nose or like give your knee a kiss. All right, take another breath in. Stay for the exhale. Send your leg up and bring it down. Reach your left leg up to the ceiling, breathe in. And open up your hip. And maybe look over your left armpit. And keep breathing. I was in class a few days ago and I looked over my armpit and realized that I hadn't shaved in like a week. My husband's out of town. I'm not trying to impress anyone. And it was this pose. So take another breath in and bring your knee to your nose. And stay here. And find your cat. So round your back, suck your belly to your spine. And bring your weight so much into your fingertips that your fingertips are turning white. So if I were to come around and try to move or lift your finger would not budge. Take one more breath in. Breathe out, stay. Send your leg up and bring it down. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Split your feet hip-width distance apart and take ragdoll. Really just let yourself go here. Like gravity bring you closer to the ground. Now play with bringing your weight into your big toe mounds and then bring your weight back into your heels. Yeah, and just go back and forth and notice how that feels. And so you get a little unstable when you come into your big toe mounds, right? So bringing your weight in your heel helps your center of gravity. And that's why we're always telling you to lift your toes. And drop your hands, take a halfway lift, breathe in. Fold. Reach up to the ceiling, fill up. Bring your hands to heart center. Take a big breath in. Let it go. One ohm. Reach up, fill up. Fold. Halfway lift, breathe in. High plank. So I'm challenging myself today to teach without music. So I ask you guys to breathe really loud today. Yeah, it'll quiet like the nervous chatter in my mind. Like, oh my God, we're not jamming out. So bring your shoulders over your wrists here. It's like we were just in this shape. And be able to lift your hips, so don't let your hips sag. Nice, Cameron. And spread your fingers as wide as they'll go to widen your base. Take a huge breath in. Breathe out. Rock forward on your toes. Chaturanga. Upward facing, breathe in. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. X. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, lift your heels. Bend your knees, get empty. Jump. Halfway lift. Fold. Reach up, fill up. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. X. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill up. Get empty. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Reach up, fill up. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. Fill up. Get empty. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Reach up. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale all the way. Exhale completely. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Reach up. Fill up. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Take one breath in. Breathe all the way out. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Reach up. Fold. Breathe out. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Stay empty. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Chair pose. And stay here. So does everybody have a block? I think everybody has a block. So grab your block and squeeze your arm. So have your block, yeah, between your hands and squeeze. So do you feel a difference in your chair when you ignite your arms? Like all of a sudden you fire up your tricep. Everything's like, oh my God, I'm engaged. Yeah, so really squeeze. Get your arms nice, long, and straight. Yeah, look up at your block. And sink your butt down and back another inch. Yeah. And keep breathing here. So by squeezing our arms, it forces us to engage our core. So take a breath in, sink a little bit deeper. Breathe in, breathe out. Inhale, fold. Halfway lift, chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing, right leg number one. Reach up, fill up, and hold. So just like we did with the block, squeeze your arms and fire up your arms. And bend your front knee to 90 degrees. And square your hips off to the front of the room. So push into the knife edge of your back foot. It's like a steering wheel. Keep breathing here. Look up between your hands. Take another breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Left side number one. And sink in here. So squeeze your block. And start to look up and back. So turn this into a back bend. Find something new. Keep breathing. The only rule in yoga is breathe. Take a huge breath in, look up and back. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Chair pose. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Right side number one. Reach up. Fill up. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Left side number one. Really ground down to the knife edge of your back foot. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Chair pose, one breath. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Right side number one. Chaturanga. Upward. Downward. Left side number one. Reach up, really fill up. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Chair. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Right side number one. Chaturanga. Upward. Downward. Left side number one. Chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing. Breathe in, breathe out of your mouth. Breathe in, breathe all the way out. Jump. Halfway, fold, chair pose, fold. Halfway, chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing, right side number one. Open up number two. Reverse your warrior, breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing, left side number one. Number two. Reverse your warrior, breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump. Halfway. Fold. Chair. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing, right leg number one. Reach up, fill up. Number two. Reverse your warrior. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Fly forward, half moon. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling. Or your, whatever arm, that left arm, other arm, Julie, sorry. And try to square your hips off with the left side of the room. Look up at your top hand, take one more breath in. Step back, warrior two. Reverse your warrior, breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing, left side number one. Number two. Reverse your warrior. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior, breathe in. Half moon. This time, plant your left hand. And bring your arms to a T, so like you're stacking your shoulders on top of each other. Really open up. We always talk about expanding through your chest so you take in more oxygen. You're not collapsing your diaphragm. And kick through your back heel. Yeah. Nice breath. Keep breathing. Look up at your top hand. Take a breath in. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Chaturanga. We're going to add on. Upward facing. Downward facing. Right leg number one. Number two. Reverse. Two. Reverse, half moon. And keep breathing here. Be able to lift your bottom toes off the ground. Yeah, so your weight's in your heel. And get your top arm nice and straight. And take another breath in. Standing splits. Oh, I know, a little bit different. Yeah, so send your left leg up to the ceiling and kick through your heel. Yeah. And get your top leg as straight as you can and as high as you can. Take one more breath in. Fold. Chair pose. Bring your hands to your heart. Take a huge breath in. Twist to the bricks. Yeah. I meant to say sun, but that's cool. The bricks is fine. It's Thursday. And be able to lift your toes off your mat. Start to sink down, sink your butt down, and fly your arms. And side curl. Nice, Ruth. It's like a little seesaw. So bring your back hip to your elbow. It's like a shelf. The shelf is the cheat. All right, everyone, come back to chair pose to the center. We'll try it on the second side. Take a breath in. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Left leg, number one. Number two. Reverse your warrior. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Breathe in. Fly forward, half moon. That second reverse is for dramatic effect. And keep breathing here. Get your back leg nice and straight. Nice, Julie. Take another breath in. Standing splits. Both hands down to your mat. Get your top leg nice and straight. Nice, Grace. Lift your back leg like 2 more inches. Nice, Dahlia, yes. Take 1 more breath in. Fold. Chair pose. Bring your hands to your heart. Take a breath in. Twist to the right, so to the sun. And take a look at your left knee. Just make sure it's not tracking in front of your right knee. And if it is, just boop, scoot it back. Now fly your arms. And side crow. And the trick to side crow is actually walking your hands further than you might think. So it's like a foot and a half. And then bring your front knee to your front elbow. And then bring your back knee to your back elbow. Bend your arms. And then work on getting your toes off the ground. So it's like chaturanga, and you're essentially making a shelf with your elbows. And if you fall, you're like 5 inches from the ground. All right, come back to chair pose. We'll work on something else. We'll get there. Take a breath in. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Reach your right leg up to the ceiling. Breathe in. Flip your dog. So take a look at your feet. Make sure that they're parallel to one another. Yeah. And squeeze here. Yeah, so you squeeze it like your lower thighs, fire up your core. Keep reaching your top arm towards the windows. Take another breath in and side plank to the bricks. Yeah, it's like a just roll. Reach your top leg up to the ceiling. You can come down to your forearm. That's a great modification. Now reach your top arm towards the windows and lift your top leg up and crunch your elbow to your knee. Breathe in, reach long, and crunch. Do 3 more. Reach long and crunch. Keep going. And follow your breath here. Those are your obliques. Oh, I know. All right, come back to side plank. Take another breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Right leg crescent lunge. And bring your hands to your heart. Take a breath in and twist to the sun. And push your top hand into your bottom hand and twist your chest open. Use that as leverage. Take 2 more big breaths here. Breathe all the way out. Crescent lunge. Open up number 2. Reverse your warrior. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Reach your left leg up to the ceiling. Flip your dog. And push into your heel. Send your hips up another 2 inches. I know this pose is really hard to breathe in. It's like the extension, everything's engaged. But it's one of the most important poses to breathe in. So fill up your lungs. Side plank to the sun. So you know where we're going to go. So if you need to come down to your forearm, just do it. If you go into things at a 10, things don't last long. So reach your top leg up, top arm towards the windows. Take a huge breath in, elbow to knee. Reach long and keep going. Do four more. Nice, Julie. Yeah, and breathe here. So match the movement to the breath. All right, reach everything long. Take another breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing, left leg crescent lunge. Reach up, Philip. And bring your hands to your heart. Take a huge breath in. And twist to the bricks. And if this ever doesn't feel good, taking an open arm twist is just fine. Look up at your top shoulder. Or try to look up at your top shoulder. It's like trying to look at the tip of your nose. Take two more big breaths here. Listen for it. Come back up, crescent lunge. Open up number two. Reverse your warrior. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose, sink down a couple inches. Sink down four more inches. Sink down five more inches. Boat pose. Okay, feet up, arms up. And bring your elbows inside of your knees. So we've been here. Bring your big toe mounts to touch. And this is crow pose. This is what crow pose should feel like. Now twist your arms to the sun wall. And this is side crow. Congratulations, you've all done it. Now twist the other way. And bring your elbow, yeah, just like that, Cameron. So bring your right elbow outside of your right knee. There you go. That's what side crow should feel like. And come back to center. And reach your arms out long. And stay here, breathe. Yeah, you can bend your knees, you can have your legs straight. Take four more huge ujjayi breaths here. Bring your knees to your chest, rock forwards and backwards, meet in chair pose. This is called candlestick. So chair pose. Take one more breath in. Fold. Slide your hands underneath your feet. Gorilla pose. And then flip your hands the other way. So your palms are facing down. Yeah. We never get that side of our hands. Like, ooh, there's something new. And you can wiggle your toes and give the top of your wrist a massage. It's kind of a weird one to think about. And slide your hands out, crow pose. And even if you're just working on your malasana or using a block, Dee Dee. There you go. And just work on, yeah, getting one toe off the ground. Nice, Julie. Yeah, Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Shift forward to high plank. And lower down to your forearms. And hold here. It's a static hold. Lift your hips up. Don't let your hips sag. Yeah. I promise we won't be here forever. Breathe big here. Let your breath be the music in this class. Downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Reach all the way up to the ceiling. Eagle on the right. We try to aptly name our classes. This class is Rock Your Core. And find chair pose in your legs. Lean your torso back, so get your back nice and straight. And switch sides. Left arm under, left leg over. We always have days where like our balance is off. You can always make a kickstand with your bottom foot. It's my favorite cheat. It's not a cheat. And switch sides. Eagle on the right again. And this time, bring your elbows to your knees, so crunch slowly. And come back up. And crunch. And try to make your inhales last that long. So inhale on your way up. Exhale on your way down. One more. Inhale up. And crunch down. Reach up. And switch sides. So get your foundation right. Take a huge breath in and crunch. Inhale, come up and crunch. Come up, crunch. Two more, up. Slowly come down. Last one, come up, crunch down, reach up. Take dancers on the right. So send your left arm long. Grab your right foot. And take this wherever you want to go so you can turn it into a quad stretch. By kicking your foot into your hand a little bit more and firing up your leg muscles. You can take a back bend by tensing up your arm. And switch sides. This is about the time in class where everybody starts to look really, really worried. And the balancing portion of the class is purposely put right in the middle. Feet down, arms up, take a huge breath in. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing, right side triangle. And everybody has a block today, so try a nice, easy triangle. Bring your block to the outside of your right foot. Yeah. See how that changes up your posture. Take one last huge breath in. Breathe all the way out. Come up to the center. Find goddess squat. Interlace your hands behind your head. I really love goddess squat. Bring your right elbow to your right knee. Come up, breathe in, and switch. So breathe purposefully. Keep going. Purposefully. That's a hard word to say. So make each movement either an inhale or an exhale. Push down to your heels so much it feels like you're going to rip your mat apart. Even yourself out and come back to the center. Breathe out all of your air. Sweep up, breathe in. Take triangle to the back of your mat. Widen your stance enough that you can square your hips off with the brick wall. Roll your left shoulder back a little bit, closer to the sun wall. I used to say it's like giving somebody a reverse high five, but I got the feedback that that doesn't really make sense. Made sense in my head. Take two more big breaths here. And breathe out all of your air. Come up to center and take high plank at the original top of your mat. And lower down to your forearms. And just hold here. Really ground down into your forearms and be able to send your hips up. Breathe. Now walk your feet in about a foot for dolphin. And stay here. And being able to hold dolphin is really integral for forearm stands, for really strong headstands, even for handstands. Take a huge breath in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more, inhale, stay for the exhale. fill up, and come down. Lower down onto your bellies and grab your blocks. We're going to take Superman with our blocks today. So reach your arms out in front of you and have your block be the long way. Yeah, so flip it around, Dee Dee. There you go. Now breathe out all of your air. Squeeze your block between your hands and lift up. And tuck your chin so you're looking slightly down. And this action of squeezing is forcing you to use your core, and it protects your lower back. Having a really strong core is so important for having a good back. Zip up everything, so you know, keep your knees together, try to keep your feet together. Take one more breath in, and come down. We're only going to do this one more time. Breathe in and out, and come up. And squeeze your block. I know it's hard to think about, but suck your belly to your spine. And two more big ujjayi breaths here. Floor. Catch your ankles. Get ready for floor bow. Breathe out all of your air. And come up. It's the same thing here. Tuck your chin. And kick your feet into your hands. Get that extension in your chest. Take another breath in. Floor. Windshield wiper your legs. Release your lower back. Bring your hands by your chest. Push up into upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. And just jump through to your backs. And come up to bridge pose, so plant your feet. And send your hips up just a little bit higher. Nice, Julie. Floor. Last back bend. Bring your hands by your ears. Push out all of your air. And come up for wheel. And keep breathing here. Floor. Take Supta Baddha Konasana. Feet together, knees wide. One hand to your heart, one hand to your belly. And bring your knees to your chest. Rock forwards and backwards. Downward facing dog. You can roll through one last vinyasa if you'd like. This is usually when I'm like, who in the hell would want to run through one last vinyasa? Reach your right leg up to the ceiling. Take a huge breath in. And step your right foot outside of your right hand. Lower down your back knee. You can stay here, come down to your forearms. Lizard's lunge, or baby dragon. And you can turn this up as much as you want. So if you'd like to take it a step further, you can resist your knee. But keep your toes pointing in the same direction as your knee. And coming onto the knife edge of your right foot is totally okay. And scoot your right foot in, take half pigeon. I told this to my yin class on Sunday. I was talking to one of the other instructors here. So I filled out my application to do a Baron Baptiste next level training. And talked about like your favorite pose. She shared with me that she really liked Lizard's Lunge. Girl, if you like Lizard's Lunge, you're not doing it right. Like, nobody likes Lizard's Lunge. But so often, these poses that we're so resistant to, like hip openers, are the ones that we really, really need. Downward facing dog. Reach your left leg up to the ceiling and step it to the outside of your left hand. And take it wherever you want to take it. Yeah? As long as your toes are facing the same direction as your knee, and that's perfect. And that just helps protect all the ligaments, everything in your knee. Half pigeon. And swing both legs out in front of you. So take Supta Baddha Konasana in your feet. So soles of your feet together. Make two fists with your hands. Have that be the distance between your heels and your crotch. Reach your arms up to the ceiling. And fold. Last hip opener. And staying upright is just fine. That's intense enough. Reach your legs out straight. Give them a wiggle. You have about a minute left if you'd like to do something else to complete your practice, or go ahead and make your way into Shavasana. Shavasana.